In a very short time, we've been forced to reevaluate our values. Values related to employment, family, and home. And as we come out of two history-making pandemic years, connecting with others is more important than ever. But it's safe to say that the way we can and want to connect has changed. Just as we're navigating new norms in work and life, so are our clients. Whoever and wherever you are, if you support adults in learning and life, the Getting Connected podcast may be for you. In this season, we look to explore relevant topics to help you and your clients adapt to a new reality. So grab a coffee, give us just a few minutes of your workday, and let's connect. Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley Hoth Murray, and you are listening to the Getting Connected podcast. I am here solo today to talk to you about women and trades. If you have listened to the show before, you know that I'm a feminist, and I have a really strong interest in women being represented in every arena that a man is represented. So I find this topic really interesting. And since more and more women are considering going into the skilled trades, are they actually going? And that's what we're here to talk about today. So women are less likely to go into trades than men. In 2019 in Canada, women accounted for only 14% of all new registrations in apprenticeship programs. And when we think of apprenticeship, we often think of careers that have typically been male-dominated. So jobs like electricians, automotive services, carpenters, welders, plumbers, pipe fitters, other construction trades, we typically think of them being done by men. And even as a feminist, if somebody said, somebody in the skilled trades, it's been socially constructed in us to think of that guy who's a little dirty in a hard hat or, you know, carrying his tool belt. That's typically what we think of. And still, it's typically what is shown to us in images. We often, you know, in those apprenticeship marketing pieces, maybe we'll see a woman now represented in that job because we're actively trying to recruit and we're actively trying to change the culture. But it almost looks like they're there for that reason. And when we think of the job sites, I think that we can all agree that we still understand that it's mostly men represented in these jobs. So there was a study done in 2020 on the factors associated with completion of apprenticeship training in Canada. It's available on Statistics Canada. And they said that female apprentices were less likely to receive credits for training that they had completed prior to their registration as an apprentice. So what that means is often apprentices, they will receive credit against work hours for work that was completed before they were signed on. And I talked about this in the last show about apprenticeship, that by male-dominated trade programs, and that's if there are less than 25% of registered apprentices who are women. They said that most construction-related programs were male-dominated, as I've previously mentioned. Conversely, female-dominated trades are trades where more than 75% of apprenticeships are women. These typically are service-related apprenticeships, like hairstylists, early childhood educators, or other care-related apprenticeships, food service positions, anything else where there is a good mixture of men and women, that's defined as a mixed trade. And this is where you might find some other service-related trades that are typically, that have been typically male-dominated, like a cook or an information technology support associate. So it could be thought that women feel that these trades are a little bit more accessible just based on work culture than perhaps some of the construction trades or some of what we would think of the more traditional trades. And women who are registered in male-dominated trades, so again, that's 25% or less of those registered are women, they are least likely to actually complete their apprenticeship. And this is the nitty-gritty that I really want to talk about today, because it's no surprise to anyone that women in women-dominated trades would be more likely to be successful because there's that comfort level and just a different culture. So why is it so difficult to become an apprentice as a woman? Well, even though women make up almost half of the Canadian workforce, certain jobs still carry certain perceptions about who can do them best. Many people see male-dominated trades as trades that are inherently done better by men. It's like a birthright, something about brute strength. And all the studies show that women actually, in truth, bring a variety of skills to the table that are necessary for these male-dominated trades. Things like balance, hand-eye coordination, dexterity, stamina, agility, problem-solving, critical thinking, and academics like reading, writing, and math. You don't have to sell this to employers. Employers are jumping on board. The province of Ontario says it needs 100,000 more construction workers, and it's looking for women to fill those roles. Construction is seeing a huge need for employees and apprentices, so big companies are actively recruiting women to fill these gaps. Good news, right? But the issue is that those employers who are doing the recruiting aren't necessarily the people who are operating in that workplace. So if you're the only woman going into a work environment where your male counterparts don't think you should be there, it doesn't really matter if your employer thinks you should. Your day-to-day experience will not be comfortable, and your work, even if you are the strongest willed, will be affected. So to be successful in recruitment and retention of women in apprenticeship, employers and organizations, they need to do a better job of making women feel like they have a right to be there. Just an almost audacious example is many construction sites, they don't even have female washrooms and facilities. And so, you know, it's a room that anyone can go into, but it's filled with urinals. And so how comfortable is that for somebody who is who identifies as female or non-binary to go into that space? They are really traditionally masculine in the conception of these spaces. There are some really cool groups in Canada that are trying to shake things up. There's a group called Women on Site, and they advocate for the representation of both women and other groups who have been historically left out of constructions and trades and other trades. This group participates in text messaging to offer support to new apprentices, as well as women who have been in the field for decades. So it's just a really safe space. It takes the place of workplace camaraderie that many women in the trades have identified that they lack. And by offering support to each other, they feel empowered to give their best on the job and to advocate for a changing work culture. Skills Ontario, another great organization. They partner with school boards, colleges, small businesses, large companies, labor groups, and governments so that young people can learn about awesome careers in trades and tech. And in 2022, they held an in-person International Day of the Girl event at Science North in Sudbury. They had 180 middle school girls at the event that focused on jobs that many didn't even consider that they could do before the event. The event tries to break down preconceived notions on who can do specific types of work. Recently, women in trades have formed the committee Ontario Building and Construction Trades Women. They are now more than 700 members strong, and they advocate for recruitment and retention of more women in the skilled trades. They've got representation from across Ontario in every trade, every region, and every sector. And unions, they play a big part in helping women in skilled trades receive equal pay for equal work, which is definitely an issue. And it goes back to that men are more likely to have those hours that previous experience recognized going into an apprenticeship. Women are often not offered the same wages going into apprenticeship. So gender wage disparities, they're a huge issue, especially in those male-dominated trades where women are often seen as inferior and not up to the job compared to the men that are doing the exact same work. In 2021, a report from the Canadian Labour Market Information Council, they say that women make on average less than half of what men do in skilled trades. And when we look at female-dominated trades, so going back to those service trades like hairstylist and early childhood educator, those jobs on average are making less than the jobs related to male-dominated trades. So even within the trades, we're seeing wage disparity because we're saying that this trade is worth more than this. But any parent will tell you that those childcare workers are needed just as much as that plumber when my toilet breaks. On a day-to-day basis, trade jobs tend to offer different schedules than other office jobs. Bakers, plumbers, childcare workers, they're often at work before the majority of us. When we go back to discussions about women's work, mothers typically take on a role of organizing childcare and supporting children to start their days. Again, this goes back to the social construction of what it means to be a mother and what are our what responsibilities are expected to be taken on. It's a mental load. I talked about this before on the podcast. But these are issues that we don't often talk about specifically related to skilled trades. Wages are one thing, but work-life balance and the ability to have the support to do the job you choose, these are things that we need to continue to discuss. Because if you can't find someone to watch your child because your job starts at 6:30 in the morning, you are not going to do that job. And that is going to keep women outside of those workplaces. And just to go back again to who is in these jobs, let's be honest. It's mostly white men. When we add a discussion of race into the mix, it's clear to see that there are a lot of people who might be able to fill the needs of skilled trades employers if the culture changes. So it's not enough just to take people who look different than those who have traditionally filled the jobs and put them in the workplaces. It's really about going to those workplaces and saying, let's reshape our culture. Let's become more accessible because employers need workers. And the power really should be with the worker when we're talking about skilled trades. And on that note, I'm going to wrap the show. Hopefully you have some food for thought and start to think about a woman wearing that hard hat whenever you hear skilled trades. Thanks for listening, listener, and I look forward to getting connected next time.